Hey, it's Daryl C. Murphy, and I just want to talk to you real quick. The Common is produced at WBUR in Boston. We're public media. We don't have paywalls, which means we don't ask you to pay to see our work. We say, here's some powerful stories for free. And then, if some of those stories you read or listen to are important to you, and you talk about it with your friends and family, and you even see the world a little differently, then we ask you to support it, because we want to continue making work that is meaningful to you. And right now, I want to let you know what's happening at WBUR. Our radio shows, our podcasts are getting some of the biggest audiences we've ever had. Our journalism is winning awards, reaching new and more diverse audiences. And you are a big part of that. Our journalism has never been stronger, but the business has never been harder. We've had a big loss of sponsorship dollars, like a lot of media companies have in recent years. But one thing we've always been pretty good at is getting support from our listeners to make the things they love. So we're asking right now, in a crucial moment for WBUR, can you help us get through this by joining other listeners in supporting WBUR? We need your help to keep making the podcast you're listening to right now, along with everything else that comes from WBUR. Your help would mean a lot to me and to all of my colleagues. So please, head to our website, WBUR.org. Thanks.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. The Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce recently surveyed more than 800 residents between the ages of 20 and 30. They lived in Essex, Middlesex, Norfolk, Plymouth, and Suffolk counties. In case you're wondering, we in Boston are in Suffolk. Anyway, the chamber found that almost 90% of residents say they're satisfied with their daily lives in Greater Boston. However, 25% of those surveyed say they plan to leave the region in the next 5 years. That's 1 in 4 young people. So today, we got Jim Rooney, CEO and president of the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce, to talk with us about the survey's findings and what we can take from them. Jim, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Dal, for having us.
So this is the first time the chamber has commissioned a study like this, and you unearthed this finding. 25% of the young people surveyed are planning to leave Greater Boston in 5 years. How did that hit you when you saw it?
Well, I wasn't really surprised because we've seen retrospective data from, you know, the Census Bureau, for example, that said in recent years, the net loss of population in Massachusetts was about 122,000 people. And the largest age demographic within the people that left is 25 to 34. So we know that that's on people's minds, but we wanted to look prospectively in terms of what are the people that are still here thinking about staying, about leaving, and what kinds of issues are on their mind that might influence that decision.
Understood. Well, what did you find? Like, what were the top reasons young people cited when they said they were planning to leave?
Well, housing costs, the ability to buy a home, the cost of rent were shouted out in the survey. I mean, they left off the page when we looked at the results. And that wasn't surprising. You know, we've seen, again, the data that says that rental prices are very high in Greater Boston, almost impossible for young people to buy a home, given the prices and the market as it exists today. You know, a close second to those kinds of prices were the mobility and public transportation issues. Again, we know what's going on with the MBTA these days. And those are linked. The ability to consider where to live with what's my commute going to look like are decisions people make every day.
Right, right. Too real, Jim. Man, I want to drill down into the finding, into this 25%. Because within that, you found that 35% of Black women and 31% of LGBTQ people reported they were more likely to leave and cultural diversity was more important to them than other groups. So what's the deeper takeaway there?
Yeah, in the survey, we wanted to look at demographic differences, racial differences in terms of desire and willingness to stay. The good news is, Davil, in across all demographic groups, people like it here. You know, overall, 89%, very high scores. In fact, only 3% of the survey said that they don't like living here. Now, on the other hand, in terms of are you going to stay or what you're thinking about staying, in those categories that you mentioned, particularly Black women and LGBTQ individuals, expressed a little more concern about their ability to stay than others. And it was centered around the same kinds of issues. There was commonality in terms of housing prices, rent prices, those sorts of things. But in addition, in those categories, finding community, racial welcomeness, scored higher in those groups. So, you know, the ability to find community, to feel welcome, to build friendships and relationships and so forth, were a little bit higher in those groups.
Right, right. And earlier you used the phrase racial welcomeness. Can you talk about what that means?
Well, you know, Boston has a brand. It has a reputation for not being the most welcoming city. And, you know, sometimes that's driven by experiences. Sometimes that's driven by lived experiences, whether there's parts of the city or parts of the greater Boston that people feel welcome in, whether there's specific industries that people feel like they can pursue their career in. I think that, you know, having people who we need in our workforce, we want in our workforce, and if you talk to members of the business community, they will say that, look, we welcome people from all demographic groups. How do you put that into action in terms of making them feel welcome if they're telling you that, well, you may say that, but how are you putting that into action? So I think that, you know, that issue of racial welcoming is an issue that Boston has dealt with for decades. And, you know, it's spoken to in the survey, not surprisingly.
Understood. Well, Jim, we're going to take a break here. But when we get back, let's talk about what's working and where the region can go from there to make people want to stay. So we'll be right back.
Did you kill Marlene Johnson?
I think you're one of the first people to have actually asked.
From WBUR and ZSP Media, this is Beyond All Repair, a new podcast about an unsolved murder that will leave you questioning everything.
Somebody should be in jail for murdering my sister.
A woman who's never been believed.
As long as they think I have done this, then they're not looking for who actually did this.
And that's what makes it a cold case.
No, it's a botched case.
And a search for the truth, once and for all.
Wow, it just gets more interesting.
Beyond All Repair. Listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Be careful. You're digging in a place that's been very peaceful for a while.
Do it anyway. Dig.
And we're back with CEO of the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce, Jim Rooney. We're talking about a recent survey from the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce. It finds that 25% of surveyed residents between the ages of 20 and 30 plan to leave the region in the next 5 years. But the report also finds that almost 90% of those surveyed were satisfied with their day-to-day lives in Greater Boston. So, Jim, what's working here, and how can state and local officials build on that momentum to keep people here?
I think one of the things that's working is that we've had for decades a robust economy, good job creation, and high growth industries. So it's a place that you can start your career, build your career. So there's the business environment is pretty solid for young professionals. There's a high quality of life. Generally speaking, our education system ranks pretty high. The history, the museums, the ability to go to the beach or to the mountains within an hour. So there's a lot of high quality life draws for the city of Boston and the region.
Yeah, that all sounds it's very attractive, right? But on the front end, once you start digging into the housing costs and you start to see, you know, you're looking at what's happening with the T, home prices, like we've been talking about before, there's a reality that sets in that says, maybe this place isn't for me, you know? How can state and local officials kind of flip that and create a more welcoming space, you know, so that people who are drawn to these day-to-day things about Boston, you know, how can they begin to see themselves here long term? I mean, should we get rent control? Should people really be more intentional about building more housing, et cetera? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So first of all, Dale, we're not going to be in favor of rent control. But I do think that, you know, the basis of your question in terms of getting after this issue, these issues, is one of the reasons why we put this out there. We're trying to elevate the sense of urgency around the challenges that we have, particularly in housing and transportation. I mean, they're number one and two when it comes to issues of retention and attraction of our talented workforce. Those are our challenges. We have a lot of good things going for us that I talked about, but housing, transportation are our challenges. Mm-hmm. The governor has a $4 billion housing bond bill that she's proposed that would create tens of thousands of housing units across the Commonwealth. We need to get after that. We need to pass that bill or a version of it this legislative session, you know, to let the market take off and let building of housing units take place. We haven't built the housing to keep up with the pace of the growth of our economy. This is economics 101. So we have to build housing units throughout the Commonwealth, and we have to provide public transportation that enables people to make a decision about where they're going to live, knowing they can get to work, they can get to school, they can go where they need to go reliably on a public transportation system. The chamber is all in on advocating for a focus on it, the urgency and the resources needed to do both.
Well, I got to ask now, how come you don't see rent control as part of that solution?
Rent control doesn't work. Rent control has been tried many times in other jurisdictions. You know, this is a simple supply and demand issue. This is, you know, rents wouldn't be as high as they are if we had more rental units. And, you know, I think it's a false solution or to think about the fact that if we just control the rents that, you know, we'll be okay. It doesn't produce any more units. It just says control those units. We want to build more. And if you control the rents and you start inhibiting the activities of the free market to build housing that includes rent, then you're fighting against yourself.
Well, let me ask you this. If a person you know is thinking about leaving the city, someone who's in that 20 to 30 age range, what would be your pitch as the head of the area chamber of commerce to get them to stay?
Well, my pitch would be that you're more likely and more able to build a career in Boston and perhaps in other places. And that while there may be some short-term, I don't know if sacrifice is the word, financially in terms of housing, you know, invest in yourself, invest in your ability to grow your career, to have a high quality of life that you want for yourself and your family, and take a run at it. There's no nirvana out there. There's no perfect city. Every city has something that is challenging about it. Boston's a pretty special place. And I would say that both from a quality of life and from a personal success perspective, this is a place you can do it.
Got it. Well, Jim, thank you so much for taking the time to come through to the Common and talk to us about this. We really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Darrell. You asked some great questions.
That's President and CEO of the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce, Jim Rooney. And that's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Common. Do you plan on leaving Greater Boston within the next 5 years? Hit us up on Instagram. Let us know. Hit us up at WBURTheCommon or send us an email at thecommon@wbur.org. I'm Darrell C. Murphy, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.